A spare bedroom in Kim Nash's Rochester home is known as Shipping Central.
And it just comes in here, it gets all packaged up, and then it goes back out.
Every few days, the room is inundated with LED lighting from China that's made to Nash's specifications. Her company, Mac LEDs, sells the kind of lighting you'd slap under kitchen cabinets or affix to study desks in university libraries. Mac LEDs is about 2 years old, and Nash says Shipping Central may soon have to go.
I mean, our sales just continue to grow month over month, and we're kind of bursting at the seams here, so I'm just going to have to pull the trigger and actually get a place.
Nash's introduction to the lighting industry began about 10 years ago in her native Chicago. She was working in marketing when a company asked her to help them create a lighting line.
So when I moved here to Rochester, I thought, I'm just going to try this for myself. And it worked.
Nash quickly had independent sales reps peddling the Mac LED brand across the U.S. and Canada, and her biggest coup was working out a deal with Home Depot's online store. But despite Nash's rapid growth, she's still competing with some of the biggest names in lighting.
I'm up against GE, Philips, Sylvania, and then there's little old me.
Nash would like to get to the point where she's manufacturing her own product from top to bottom. She's working on a way to get into Home Depot stores, and timing is also in her favor. The federal government is mandating an end to incandescent bulbs starting next year, and LEDs are poised for growth.
Everybody has to switch over to something, and LED is the most economical. So it's a light source that really will be widely used in the next few years.
But to go from being an at-home industrialist to a full-scale manufacturer, she might have to ditch Rochester altogether. Nash says North Carolina is a burgeoning hotspot for LED manufacturing, and it also has other perks.
North Carolina is still less expensive, although Rochester could definitely be an option. It's just really cold here.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.